They raised their three children in the nation's capital, financially strapped and isolated from friends and family. 5 years later, they returned to Virginia to visit Mildred's relatives, but were arrested for a second time for traveling together. Inspired by the burgeoning civil rights movement, Mildred decided to fight back. So in 1963, she wrote a letter to U.S. Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy, asking for his advice. Kennedy referred the Lovings to the American Civil Liberties Union, who assigned their case to two young lawyers named Bernard Cohen and Philip Hirschkopf. Cohen and Hirschkopf took their appeal all the way to the Supreme Court, arguing that Virginia's anti-miscegenation laws violated the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment, which guaranteed African Americans citizenship and all its privileges. The broad and sweeping language of the amendment, they argued, made no mention of interracial marriage and thus guaranteed equal protection of a human being's right to marry.